News this week about Defense Department employees and contractors who have not paid their taxes is causing some buzz in the federal community. Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler has more.
We heard this story earlier this week. It's a GAO report that came out. 83,000 Defense Department employees and contractors who either already have security clearances or were eligible for a clearance but may not have had it yet, find out they aren't paying their taxes. As of June 2012, these 83,000 people owed $730 million in back taxes. So why is this a big deal? Well, besides the fact that everyone should pay their taxes, some people say, you know, there are also some security ramifications to this as well. People like Senator Tom Coburn, who in a press release earlier this week said, giving security clearances to individuals who fail to follow the law is unwise and risky. Federal tax cheats with security clearances jeopardize both our national and economic security and could unnecessarily put our nation's classified information at risk. And Evan Lesser of ClearanceJobs.com agreed. He told Federal News Radio, as government scrambles to find the next insider threat, history tells us that security-cleared individuals in financial trouble are the most vulnerable to coercion. So that's where they're saying this issue comes in.
I think that's all true when you're talking about, as you said, financial trouble or federal tax cheats. But then my question is, define aren't paying their taxes.
Exactly.
They didn't pay them by April 15th, but they're paying them, you know, on an installment plan. Perhaps they thought they didn't owe as much, you know, something like that. Or is it really somebody who's in deep trouble?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Emily. And the GAO report does get into some of those issues. To your question, GAO found that 60% of the people of those 83,000 who owed taxes, they did not have a repayment plan. Now, on the flip side, as to how many people actually hadn't paid their taxes when they got cleared, that number is actually reversed, where most of the people who hadn't paid their taxes after they got their security clearance. So this became an issue only after they were cleared personnel.
Well, it's basically just a big giant number that you really can't infer anything about a given individual from.
Well, yeah, and you also can't, there's nothing that DOD could have done to find out that these people were, not paid up on their taxes. And that's part of the issue, is that the IRS is not allowed to give out tax information to any agencies. So one of the things that GAO had initially recommended when they did an earlier report, this was a few years back, they had said, oh, well, let's work on, you know, let's make sure IRS is giving out this information to DOD. Well, IRS can't just go and give out this information to DOD due to federal law. So that's something that they, ODNI and DOD and all these folks, ODNI mostly, are working on to try and fix this.
Now, is it up to them to fix, or is that something that Congress has to do?
I mean, it's a law. So I think that in order for this information to get to the agencies that need it, something else is going to have to be done.
So how did the GAO find out about it?
As you know, GAO reports are always issued by Congress. So someone in Congress had to ask for the report to be done.
And but GAO could see the tax information. Somehow the tax information was known.
Yeah, we'd have to go back to the GAO report. I mean, oftentimes, you know, that information is included right in GAO's, you know, methodology section. And I'm sure that if we went and looked at that, it would tell us, you know, how they obtained this information or where they got this information from.
All right, well, let's hear what some people, we have our own thoughts about what's going on here, but Julia Ziegler, tell us what others are saying.
Yes, as you can imagine, this story got a lot of attention on federalnewsradio.com. Feds, lots of cynicism out there about this, not so much the story, but about whether or not feds in this position should really be considered tax cheats themselves. One person said, you know, there could be very good reasons someone is behind on their taxes and they're not necessarily tax cheats. And history used to tell us that people in debt are not to be trusted and vulnerable to coercion. This is no longer the case, as we are seeing GS-15s, SESers, and high-ranking military officials take contracting bribes or cutting corners to award a family member a contract. And then someone else said, Sure, and they want to cut the budget of the IRS. The tax cheats are probably the ones behind cutting the IRS's budget. Sometimes I think it wouldn't be such a bad thing if a giant sinkhole opened up on Capitol Hill and sucked them up, huh?
Well, then, you know, as the playwright said, crowns rest on debt, and the United States has $17 trillion of its own, so debt's in vogue.
You know, someone else had a very a mathematical take on this issue and put things into perspective for us, and I wanted to read that comment as well. This commenter said, if my math is correct, 83,000 people out of 3.2 million security clearance holders are only about 2.5%. According to the IRS, 17% of all Americans owe taxes and 56% of businesses owe taxes. So security clearance holders are actually more honest with their taxes than all Americans.
By a lot.
Yeah, by a lot.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. And to switch gears a little bit, we are pandering to the softer side of our readers and visitors this month with some really nice dog pictures. But they're dogs in a federal context.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You're talking about the military dogs that we have a gallery of on federalnewsradio.com. This was a really great story put together by one of our interns, Stephanie Wasco, who went over to Capitol Hill, and there was an event to try and get the military dogs that are helping soldiers and service members overseas to get them back to America so that they can live with those guys and gals that they served with overseas. That doesn't happen all the time. So what they're trying to do is make more of an effort to bring more of those dogs back with them and have them live with their with the service members that they served with over there. But the pictures, I mean, oh, they're just to die for. They are so adorable. So if you're a dog lover or just like cute pictures of animals, check it out, federalnewsradio.com. It's right on our homepage under our features section, and there's a picture of a beautiful dog right there on the homepage.
All right. Well, that's a good program because you may bond with fellow soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and you're in a unit together, combat together, whatever the service was. You come home, mm-hmm. you have bonded very closely, but you don't want to live with them. On the other hand, the dog is something you want by your side all the time. I mean,
man's best friend, right?
You have to be a dog owner, as I am and have been for a number of years, to understand that attachment.
Well, I was going to say, and I think in that context where you're serving in such a, you know, a stressful situation, having that bond with a dog is something that's pretty special. And so I can't even imagine being ripped apart from that animal initially. So it'd be great if that could not happen anymore.